I think the most important thing that I'd like people to take out of my presentation was the way that sound can be used to engender love for a brand, and how with power of music and storytelling and authentic sounding voices, that you can actually cut through the clutter and a brand can actually exist in a more emotional place and be more human. And I think that we often use sound in the wrong way. We use it for transactional advertising, prices, products, phone numbers, websites, and that's all the rational stuff in our lives, and that doesn't impact our buying decisions. Our emotions impact our buying decisions. And because radio is with us all day, every day, we have it on with us wherever we are, there's an opportunity for brands to get into someone's life and be a part of it, and to show up when they need that product the most, and to be human, and to talk to them, engage them, have a conversation with them, make them laugh, make them cry, find ways of tapping into their emotion. And with the right creative, you can do all of that.
Maybe this example with IKEA is really good. Could you say a few words about that?
Sure. The IKEA example was a very simple brief. It was just promote the fact that IKEA now will install your kitchen. And it would have been very easy to make an ad that goes, IKEA now can install your kitchen and save you the stress of doing it yourself. Come to IKEA and you can get your kitchen installed. And that would be so boring and not part of the IKEA brand at all. The IKEA brand is more playful and more fun. So we took that idea of saving you the stress of doing it yourself, and we took it to the most extreme part, where a child is recounting the stress that he witnessed his father going through trying to do it himself. Emotion is more important. Audio is elastic. It's more elastic than any other medium. So we need to be more creative about the media that we're using. So we're often starting campaigns with a longer length ad and then shortening them after a couple of weeks. So we get the frequency up, but we have the impact of the long one. But what's happening is a lot of advertisers are greedy. They'll put too much in the brief. Our simple approach is, if you have more than one message, make more than one ad.
Okay.
So having your messages spread across, and we know that you have to book and plan to a 30-second, you need to book it to something. But then you have the flexibility to change it if the idea demands it. So the examples I played, there was a song that came, we were briefed for a 30-second ad. We wrote a 2.5-minute song, and they loved it, and they heard it, and we got to play this. So they ran that, the entire ad break, and then followed up with shorter ads. But because we'd done that, the impact was made, and everyone loved the brand more as a result.